And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Super 8 Hotels, Super Destinations, Super Start Breakfast, and Super Free. That's right, Super Free Wi-Fi. It all makes for a super stay at Super 8 Hotels. Visit super8.com to start staying super. That's like a tongue twister.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a tongue twister. I would like to start the show off. I think it's an appropriate finding out the news that we found out today. In a galaxy far, far away.
No.
Okay. That's a bad joke.
That's you messed that one up. Yeah.
You have to understand, Big D does not care about anything sci-fi whatsoever.
Yeah. Not even a little bit.
Whatsoever. Not even, like, he's not even in the same galaxy.
Yeah.
Right.
That's really, you know, I mean, when I was a kid, Star Trek was very important to me. It really was. I'm not a Star Wars guy like Bubba. I liked Star Wars, but Star Trek was much more important to me. When I was 13 years old, that was when the second, you know, series was on, Next Generation. It just all, but I loved all of it, man. It was something my dad passed on to me, you know, nerdiness. But it's just, I don't know, it's weird. It's weird. Mr. Spock's dead. It's kind of weird. Like, several of the cast members have died, but William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy, they were the two, they're really the two most important ones.
What did he die of?
I don't know. He was 83.
It was a pulmonary something or other failure. Yeah. So basically, his heart was bad. And
He said he had quit smoking 30 years ago, but he still had problems, you know, left over from it. So
yeah, well,
he was active on Twitter. That's the coolest thing about him. How many 83-year-old dudes have a Twitter account with a million followers and tweet all the time?
And then have his own little thing, LLAP.
Yeah.
What's y'all's favorite Star Trek episode?
Dude, I'm going to the Tribbles, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to the Tribbles. It's the one, it's A Mock Time. Oh, my God, I know the name of it. Where Spock has, like, he goes into heat or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And he goes crazy, and he has to fight Kirk in the Vulcan Ring of Honor or some crazy. I'm really getting the summary wrong, but it's, yeah. And they fight each other.
Big D is just laughing at you.
Yeah, it's okay. Look, I'm a super nerd.
First off, my question was a joke, and you guys just man, we don't know how to take a joke. Right. You guys don't know how to take a joke.
Yeah, you don't know how to take a joke, crybaby. Anyway.
So anyway, what was yours, Patrick or Bubba?
You know, I'm just going to go back with just about all of it. I know it sounds
you
so...
You said Tribbles. That's a really good one.
Yeah, that is a great one.
People make fun of it, but it was a good episode.
What was that one?
It's when they had
Why are you even asking questions?
Yeah, stop. What am I
He's
doing?
Trying to
you
make guys, us look no, even nerdier.
You guys started sucking me into this thing.
Gosh. I'm so punch drunk, man. I really haven't slept all week because it's something a lot of people don't know about. It's country radio seminar where all these radio station, country radio people from all over the country come to town, and we have this big party for 4 days straight.
It's like a big secret party because the rest of the country doesn't know about it.
The city doesn't even know about it. Like, nobody knows this stuff is going on except the people in the seminar. But we get up in the morning at 4:30 in the morning, come in and do our show like a normal day, and then I go out and party till 2 o'clock at night with all these people and then come back and do the show again at 5 o'clock the next day.
You slept on the couch.
Yeah,
just about every day, I think.
It's been fun. Don't get me wrong. I saw Brad Paisley play with Cheap Trick. That was cool. You know,
really?
Keith Urban did a private show.
Did they do the Dream Police?
The Dream Police. Set in my head. It was great. It really was.
Did they do Your Mama's like, All Right? Your Daddy's All Right?
I was kind of like, oh, yeah, Surrender. Okay, Cheap Trick. But man, it was so cool. It really was. That's fun. And then
you were making fun of that earlier.
I knew. Yeah, you're not supposed to know who the surprise guest is. And I knew it was going to be Cheap Trick. Because I'm not a big fan of I Want You to Want Me. That song just doesn't.
No, I did. I was in a band and we did that.
You were in a band?
I didn't know you were in a band.
Dude, like in middle school and
middle school band.
Early part of
how do we not know that about you?
Oh, it was horrible.
Did you play drums?
No, I played drums and keyboards, and yeah, it was bad. I just banged on stuff.
I want you.
Were you in a band? Weren't you?
Yeah, I was a singer in a
band. Patrick was going to be a rock star until he met us, and we derailed his dreams.
No, I mean, I was never quite cut out to be a rock star. I was a pretty good singer, but I didn't have the. I want to, you know, you have to want to like live in a van and tour around the country. That's, yeah. There's very few ways to make it without throwing caution to the wind and having no money and going and live. I couldn't do it. You know?
Yeah. No, I never had any of the music stuff. I was always, you know, playing ball and junk. It was our thing.
What was your favorite Star Trek episode,
what was your favorite
Big
Star
D?
Trek episode,
you know, I'm going to have to say my favorite one was when. Okay, it starts off, they're on the Enterprise, okay?
Right, yeah.
And Kirk is sitting in his captain's chair.
I'm just excited you got Kirk's name right. You call him Kurt.
And then the screen goes, and you see Miley Cyrus on the screen.
No, I'm
and
serious.
She's dancing.
No, I'm serious. Sulu says, Captain, there's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, Captain.
What? I don't even get the joke. I missed it.
And then Leonard Nimoy says, or the doctor says, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it.
Is this a thing that I missed? What are you talking about?
Is it like a remix or something?
Is this something that was on Facebook that you saw?
It's an old Dr. Demento song.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow.
Wow.
Jim.
Wow.
No, I don't really have a favorite there.
I can't
Patrick.
Imagine why you don't have a favorite star.
No, I don't.
Since you clearly have never watched
it. You're such a big fan.
I was an all-conference defensive lineman and all-conference heavyweight wrestler.
Okay. Hey, no, you don't get sports references, though, right?
No, I've only done it my entire life. I don't get sports. I get sports references if you're my friend and I know you.
Yeah.
But if you're a complete stranger and you come up and just insult me and then turn around and walk away, I don't get the joke.
Yeah,
well, I do want to say this because we weren't going to bring it up, but
we're
I will
not
say
bringing
this.
It
there
up.
Is, no, there's a guy that we worked with for a year that we never knew. We would try to befriend this person.
Oh, we did not.
I did too. I tried to talk
Bubba
to him.
Tried to talk to him. He didn't
a couple
try to befriend
times,
him.
And he would act like he had some kind of twitch. He would go and like put his face into his phone. I'd be like, and then one time I actually said, "Are you flipping kidding me?" And I just laughed at him. I'm like, "What a dummy." So anyway, yeah, this dude was like trying to get
into a Twitter.
A Twitter battle with us. And he's
dumb. I get there are people who, you know, that's their thing, and that's his thing. Is he tries to create drama, and I get it, you know, and he's pretty good at it.
Hey, you know, he made people talk
drama.
About it. Good for him.
And there are a lot of people who go, yeah, you know what? I know this is your story, but I'm going to try and make it my story.
Right. So it was Country Radio Seminar started the day that they announced the ACM winners. So for 36 hours straight. Everyone I saw came up to me and said, congratulations on winning an ACM. And then suddenly everyone I saw came up to me and said, hey, did you see what so-and-so said about you winning the ACM? So he did succeed in making everyone talk about him. Yeah. They're just not saying anything positive. They were all saying very, very, very mean things about that person. So
yeah, it's just, you know, there are people who are that way. And I honestly, I really do, you know, we replied with, man, I hope you. Well, we'll pray for you. You know, because he needs. Yeah, he's just. You know, there are a lot of people who just seem unhappy.
Seem?
Well, he does. He just seems unhappy.
Anyway, kind of shifting gears. Speaking of the ACMs, I know we talked about it a little bit on the show. And Stacy and I went to dinner last night. My wife and I went to dinner.
Oh, date night.
And yeah, it was a nice little date night. And it was kind of our celebratory. Hey, look, you know, we won a ACM award, and this is like, wow, you know, we're doing this all on our own, and it happened. What? So we're at dinner, and she asked, she said, what am I going to wear? And I said, or what should I wear? And I said, I don't know. I'm wearing shorts and a T-shirt.
God, I wish I could have seen that.
Adam tried to tell me to wear a tuxedo. I'm wearing a suit. Just
she gave me the look that Patrick and Big D both gave me was the Yeah, okay, really, what are you going to wear?
No, I believe you. I didn't give you that look. I told her, I fully believe you.
I might have to, because I already have a tuxedo t-shirt. It's a t-shirt that's printed to look like a tux.
I'm telling you right now, mm-hmm. how much you input on it. You think he will?
No, he won't wear a tuxedo t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm thinking about it. I really am. I was looking online today.
You dressed well last time you won one of these and went and picked it up. You dressed well. You didn't wear a suit, but you dressed well. You're not going to wear a suit, right?
No, I won't wear.
Okay. No, wait.
Okay.
The day we get up on stage is the day before. It's on Saturday. Right. Because it's the radio awards, they hand us our award, our ACM,
I know, but you're still not
going
to wear it there either.
No. I'm talking about to the actual award show.
Oh, to the award show, you're going to wear
shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh,
yes.
Don't be that guy, man. It's a big thing.
A football stadium.
Yeah, but when you're sitting on the floor with the winners, you should dress like one of the winners. Don't be Pharrell. Don't wear your tuxedo with the pants cut into shorts.
I am not going to pretend to be something I'm not.
Okay.
Do we get to walk the red carpet?
No, of course not.
We don't?
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. We're winners.
No, you're not. No, no one knows who you are. It's fine.
But we can still walk the red carpet. We won.
Patrick, no one knows who you are. It's fine.
Seriously.
No one knows who you are. It's fine.
It's fine. Just let it go. Look, seriously, you're not walking the red carpet. You're probably not sitting on the floor with, you know, the winners.
You'll be sitting behind a goalpost.
We'll be sitting on the 30-yard line instead of the 10. That's fine. You know.
I'm bringing a John 3:16 sign.
I'm bringing a big rainbow wig.
It really is. That was the big news for us this week is that finding out that we won for National Air Personality of the Year.
Somehow we actually won. You know, it's actually really shocking.
What a great year. You know, like Bob kind of mentioned it quickly there.
Why don't you do a recap going back to January 2014?
Yeah, we launch off on our own. We left the big corporate world of radio and created our own company. We built our own studios. I don't want to say it's just us. We do have people who help, but we did it on our own. We started doing our own syndication. And so it was scary because I don't know. Only one I know who's done it is Kid Craddock. Mm-hmm. And we talked with him, a couple of months before he died.
There's people who've done different things, but, on a morning show.
I know personally he's the only one.
Kid's
on a big level like that, he's the only one I know. And so that's what we had wanted to be. That's what we wanted to be. We wanted to be at that level. And so we go through the year, and I remember Patrick one morning, he comes out and he looks at me and he goes, man, I think we're actually going to be able to do this. You remember that?
That's the, yeah. Because it was all a bunch of numbers on paper, and then all of a sudden, like maybe 8 weeks in,
yeah,
it was like, oh, wow, it works.
I think we're actually going to be able to do this. And then it just kept going. Mm-hmm. And we were nominated for a CMA award. We didn't win. Lauren Helton won. A friend of ours won. And we're excited that he won.
Same person who was ripping us for winning our award ripped on Lon.
Yes.
And that didn't sit well with us because you don't attack our friends.
It's just bad.
Remember his thing?
Skills.
He's like, the only reason I didn't win is because a bunch of old people need to die. Well, you know what?
Yeah, a bunch of old people need to die before I'll get my respect.
Anyway, so
by the way, Lon loves that line. When I saw him the other night, he said, just remember, I'm one of the old people that needs to die before he'll get any respect.
So we're nominated for a CMA award, which was huge. We are so excited. I mean, I know it's cliche to go, we're just have to be nominated. No,
seriously.
We were just happy to
be
nominated.
Oh, my God,
to
be nominated for the ACM and the CMA in the same year was huge.
Unheard of.
We were like what?
That's never happened to us ever in our history.
Yeah, we were so excited.
The last
about
one
that.
I remember is Jerry House. Didn't
Jerry? He won both. He's won both a couple of times.
If Jerry was nominated, did he ever lose to
anyone? I don't
know
if Jerry ever lost if he was nominated.
Jerry is,
I
mean, he was like for...
Different category, but it's same. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about like...
Yeah, he was
legendary.
For a large market. Yeah,
but if he was nominated, you didn't want to be nominated against him because
it's like you don't want to be nominated against Lon because Lon
or Bob Kingsley. Oh, yeah, Bob Kingsley's won more awards in our business than anybody.
Yeah.
So then we get the news this week that We are nominated for an ACM award.
I still can't believe we won, dude.
And then,
seriously,
we were nominated. We found out. Well, then to this week, we found out we won. And I was just like,
"No, wait." We normally like what they do is if you are a real winner, we'll get a phone call. Hey, it's Keith Urban. Just wanted to say hi, Big D.
Why
and Bubba.
Didn't they call? They didn't. Nobody called. Like we saw it in an email in a press release. Bubba thought somebody was punking us.
I really did. I thought I turned to Big D. I said, "Okay, dude. So I'm checking my email and I see it pop up." It like bing when it updates.
ACM radio winners announced.
And so I was like, really? Oh, well, I guess we didn't win since we didn't get the phone call.
We didn't get the phone call, not have won.
I clicked the email and it's like the headline, Big D and Bubba win National Radio Personality of the Year, whatever. I'm like,
what?
And well, for a second there, I was like, what? Like you know, like you scratch off a lottery ticket and you go, oh, I went. And for a second, I was like that. And then I went, yeah. I almost fell for this, Big D. And he said, what? I said, I got your email. And he's like, huh? I said, I got your email.
Yeah, we've sent emails to each other from fake email addresses before. We do that a lot.
We've done fake lottery tickets. I mean, we really have done it all.
Ticket on Bubba is one of my all-time favorites.
I'm like, I got it, man. I said, that's
I won $50,000.
I'm buying a Porsche.
So I'm like.
My favorite of that was this right here, Patrick. Remember? He's sitting there talking and he pushes the mic away. And he goes this.
I just won $50,000. That's the best. Okay, I'm sorry. We sidetracked there.
We're down memory lane for a second.
That was a great prank, by the way.
Such a great night.
So I said, no, like the third time around, I went, okay, dude, I got it. No, really good job. He's like, good job on what? And I said, your email, look, I'm looking at it. And he's like, at that moment, you were gone. You were taking Nancy back to the hotel. I said, oh, I guess this is Patrick getting us both. Yeah. And Big D got up out of his chair, he never, I think in the entire, whatever, 12, 14 months that we've been broadcasting from this building, he has never gotten up out of his chair to look at my computer screen voluntarily. And he got up and he looked and I went, okay, it's definitely not him. Because body language and everything, I was like, okay. So we're in here, and all of a sudden, at that point, his phone goes off. Meep, meep, meep. Mine starts meep, meep, meep. Yeah. And he holds it up. He holds it up and shows me it's a message on the little notifications on his phone. It says, Lon Helton, and below it, it said, congratulations.
Lon was the first one to congratulate me.
And okay, that was the previous year's winner. And at that point, I went, we really won this thing.
5 minutes later, I get back. You tell me. I didn't believe it either. Yeah. I'm like, no.
So we actually had to call the ACM, and we're like, hey, did this really happen? And the girl's like, oh, let me check. She didn't know offhand. So she gets
the big deal.
It's not a very big deal at the ACM headquarters.
It was the assistant of the person who sent the email.
Sure.
So she comes back. She goes, yep, looks like you won. Congratulations. Okay, bye. Have a great day.
Wow. So crazy.
So that's how shocked we were. We did not.
Very strange side note to this. So I got like 300 text messages from people all that day saying congratulations. The day before, I had been at a deli eating lunch, and sitting at the lunch counter with me is Dustin Lynch, just sitting there. So I'm, you know, oh, hey, Dustin, how's it going? You know, chit-chat, and then I left. So I get 300 text messages from people. And then if I get a text message from Dustin Lynch, I see it's from him before I opened it. I went, oh, wow, Dustin Lynch sent me a text message. He's probably congratulating me on the winning the ACM. Big. How cool is that? I opened it up and he goes, hey, dude, what kind of soup was that you were eating yesterday? I'm not even making that up. Like, okay, 300 congratulations text messages and one from Dustin Lynch of, hey, what kind of soup was that?
That's funny.
A little bit humbling, but yeah.
My kind of another little star thing, completely off the grid. We went and had chicken wings, you know, because I knew we were going to get busy with this whole CRS thing, and we weren't going to have a lot of time with our families. The night before we did the big thing with Tracy Lawrence, my kids were like, we want to go get some wings. So we go eat wings, and in walks Luke Bryan and his family, and they sit down two tables over from us, and my kids are freaking out. And
of course they are.
And so, you know, they're like, Dad, go talk to him. I'm like, no, I'm not going to talk to him. He's here with his family. I said, that's his wife. That's his kids. They're here as a family. I was like, you don't interrupt somebody, no matter how famous they are, and whatever, during their meal. And so we eat the meal, in the middle of all this, about 20 minutes into the meal, a guy and his wife walk in. They sit down next to Luke. And then a couple minutes later, Luke and the guy walk out and leave. So we finish eating our meal 10 minutes after they left. And we leave now to go, you know, to go home. Walk out into the parking lot. And as we're walking out, Luke is walking back in. I guess they went and ran an errand or something. And Luke is walking back in. Now, remember, my kids were like, Dad, so they're starting to doubt that we know him. Mm-hmm. And it was the coolest thing because Luke goes, hey, how'd you get out of CRS? The seminar, the big seminar thing. And I laughed. I said, I'm not, man. For us, it starts tomorrow. He goes, I had to book a tour in Europe to get out of it. And, you know, that's how he got out of it. He's doing the European thing. And my kids were, like, flabbergasted. They're like, oh my God,
Dad, you know Luke Bryan.
And then, like, he comes over to Ava, my youngest daughter, and he's like, hey, little darling, how you doing? Your dad's really cool. And he goes, like, oh, I'll see you later, man. Have a good meal. You know, whatever. Boom. Done. And for, like, 24 hours, I could do no wrong. It was the best ever. So thanks, Luke Bryan. Thank you.
The only way I could make that happen with my daughter is if I knew, like, Big Bird or one of the Disney princesses. That's about the only thing that would make her think I was super cool.
Well, we've had several of the Disney and
I had Larry
Sesame
the Cable
Street
Guy
people.
On, did a message for her as Mater, which she loves, but she still doesn't realize that that makes Daddy cool. She just thinks.
Till Mater,
you know,
likes her?
Yeah. Mater called her up one day and left her a message. She doesn't understand. I'm super cool
because
I know Mater personally.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, Dad, you know a cartoon tow truck.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, I do. That would have been super cool if she got it. She doesn't quite, not quite there yet.
If you guys could have somebody famous do your message, who would it be?
A voicemail?
Yeah.
I have John Willard on my voicemail still. Right now. I haven't changed it.
You would. I mean, he's cool, but I mean, anybody, an actor, somebody from your past, very famous, a politician, someone in history, could be anybody.
I think I would like Ronald Reagan to do it because that would be the pimpest, because he's got one of those voices that is so recognizable.
Well, hello there.
And I know
I'm leaving this message for Bubba.
And he's a little polarizing, you know, depending on what side of the aisle you're on. I consider myself independent, but I think the voice would be one of the coolest things ever, you know, just to have that on there.
I don't know who mine would be. I think I'd have Michael Jackson do mine.
Oh, how weird would that be?
Yeah.
I actually like the new Michael Jackson album.
Michael Jackson, and I'm leaving this message for Big D's phone.
Are you going to do every one of these?
No, I'm just saying that's what it would sound like.
That's
right. It's my thing. I'm going to do celebrity impersonations now.
Okay. Dude, what other celebs do you do?
I really don't. I don't even do the two I just did.
Do Columbo. Columbo.
Dude, I don't.
Yes, you can. Don't
no,
lie.
No, I'm not doing it.
Yes,
I'm
you
not,
are.
I'm
do
not
Columbo.
Getting caught into this trap.
Do it.
No.
Columbo.
You do it. You
Go.
Can do Columbo.
I can do Columbo. This
Go
isn't
ahead.
My thing. I'm
right,
not
Big
the one
D.
who stepped
Big
up.
Big D, let's hear your Columbo first.
You know, one last question. I just can't. My wife doesn't let me watch TV in bed.
For a minute there, you went into the Vlasic pickle guy.
That's the best taste pickle my wife ever heard.
You know what?
All right, Patrick, let's hear you.
I really don't do Columbo. I really can't.
Come on. You can
I'm
do
just
going to
do the same thing he just did, and I'm going to be imitating him.
Scooby-Doo.
Okay, this is fun. Scooby-Doo. Everybody can do Scooby-Doo.
No, do it.
Everybody can do Scooby-Doo. We worked with a guy who was,
gosh,
for a while, the voice of Scooby-Doo, and it was amazing because everybody in our building, male or female, became Scooby-Doo.
Go.
God, I'm going to hate myself for this. Blah. That's all I got. That's
oh, come on.
That's how you do
See,
Scooby.
He used to do radio interviews. He used to do radio interviews like two cubicles over.
Two cubicles over from my desk, and I had to listen to that all the time.
Like, hello, Petey
and
Winkerbottom.
Is this Willie and Steve in the morning? Like, I just wanted to call and say, what's up? Is this the home of 20 in a row?
Hey, 20 in a row country, it's me, Fred.
Does anyone even know what Fred sounds like?
Yeah, just like that.
He sounds just like that.
Okay,
it was identical.
Good, I couldn't,
that was no different than what
the other ones. What other ones do you do? Because my kids like when I do SpongeBob.
Do you do SpongeBob?
Hey, Patrick.
Oh, that's pretty good, actually.
I got this going on.
See, I got better than I thought.
That's better than I thought it was going to be.
Let's see. Big D, who you got?
Okay, that's the way. This way this works. Bubba does one, I do one, Patrick does one.
Okay.
And then it goes to Bubba, and then to me, and then to Patrick.
And then, we,
and then whoever,
oh, whoever can't
do one, the next one.
Ooh, and I just used up my SpongeBob.
Has to...
All right, well, you did that, so he's next.
Has to lick the guest microphone.
No, not licking them. Stop yes. with the licking.
Who was the last who was the last guest on that microphone?
I'm not licking anything, period. Oh. So gross.
All right.
Has to what?
Okay.
Has to be deemed the loser.
Okay, that's lame. Okay, here comes mine. Mine is...
Do they have to be famous people?
Here's
it
mine.
It has to be good ones. Yeah,
it's got to be someone you know. It can't be like your
somebody's
neighbor.
Somebody's listening to the podcast. They're going, oh, that sounds just like Fred at the
I don't know, because I immediately
Walmart.
Want to do okay, my, go, right? my Peter here impersonation.
Here you go.
How long's the limit here? Because you're taking a pretty long time to do this.
Would you? Well,
sorry,
I would try
podcast.
If you
they're
stop
not going
talking.
Anywhere.
Well, Nancy and I would like to say thank you.
Okay,
for,
it doesn't count. I already did that one.
It does count because we weren't playing the game.
That's true. That's true.
All right, go.
He gotcha.
Go, Patrick, go. You're taking some time.
I feel your pain.
Okay, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
You have to do the thumb, too. You have to do the...
yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. Who am I going to... Hi-ho, Big D and Bubba and Patrick. It's me.
That's not bad. Hey, y'all, it's Billy Ray Cyrus.
this is Tyler Farr.
Oh,
oh that's good,
too. Tyler Farr. Hey, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my turn now?
No.
All right, go ahead.
Hi-ho, it's Luke Bryan here. And I just
what?
That's a joke. There's, we have one of the people we work with that is like, Luke sounds like Kermit. And you know what?
Oh, that was good.
He doesn't.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see.
Where's your Randy Travis or Kenny Chesney?
Hey, boy. It's Kenny.
That's good.
That's good. There you go.
Hey, this is Reba.
No. Okay, I think you lose on that one.
For the record. Fail.
Yeah. Hi, y'all. I'm Reba McEntire. Remember the... Oh, my gosh. I wish we could get Denise on the phone.
Can't get
hey,
this is
Reba. Hey. Oh, God. We know this lady who does the most incredibly good Reba.
Shelby, come over here to Mama. Shelby.
Yeah. To this day, it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my
Did
life.
Did Big D just lose?
I think you lost. You went to Reba. I think you failed on that one.
All right. It's between you guys.
Really? Because it has to keep going?
Yeah. That's how we're going to wrap this thing up. Because you got House Cards to watch.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, we do. $1 million. I got nothing, man. I don't know.
That's pretty good.
No, it wasn't.
It was
awful.
It was better than your Reba, dude.
And then he put his hand up to his mouth.
I put my pinky up like Dr. Evil.
I think that was his index finger. It was supposed to be the pinky.
I did the pinky.
His fingers are so fat. It looks like... God, that looks like... Look at that sausage
Look
finger.
At the size
oh
of
my,
your fat
you
finger.
Put your forearm to it.
All right, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, why don't you throw a genre out at me?
Music from the 70s, go.
Music from the 70s.
And music from the 80s, go.
Okay.
Presidents.
Jeez, how many choices
okay, perfect.
Are you getting?
Hi, this is Calvin Coolidge, and I just wanted to say thanks for being a part of this radio podcast with Big D and Bubba.
Well, we wouldn't know. All right. Well, thank you. By the way, thank you for the well wishes on Facebook for our ACM win. That is very kind of you. We appreciate it. We couldn't have done it without you, so thank you.
Just in case one of the ACM voters are listening because it was voted upon by our peers, thank you as well. Yeah. I mean, literally, you're making our dreams come true. This has been the most amazing year and a couple months since we started doing this on our own. And as Big D said, the listeners and the whole thing, y'all rock. This is the best. We have the best lives. Thank you. The podcast this week brought to you by Super 8, Super Destinations, Super Start Breakfast, and Super Free Wi-Fi. Makes for a super stay at Super 8 Hotels. And Big D, I'm going to give you the last part of this script. It starts right here with visit, and you do that in a Reagan voice.
Visit super8.com and start staying super.
It was better earlier.
So I know.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.